The biggest AI story today is still the one hanging over Anthropic, but the angle has shifted from a simple model rollout to a full-blown fight over access, export controls, and who gets to decide where frontier AI can be used. According to The Verge, Anthropic spent the weekend dealing with a Trump administration directive that forced it to suspend access to Mythos 5 and Fable 5, two of its newest models. That is not just a product issue, it is a reminder that the launch of a powerful model can now collide with government policy in real time. This is TSL, Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Wednesday, June 17, 2026. Let's get into it. Here's the core of the Anthropic story. According to The Verge, the company received a U.S. export control directive at 5:21 p.m. on Friday, telling it to suspend access to Mythos 5 and Fable 5, and Anthropic had to move quickly enough that customers lost access. The company was already in another dispute with the government over its standoff with the Pentagon, so this was not happening in a vacuum. What changes here is that a commercial AI release is now being treated like something that can be restricted after launch, not just reviewed before launch. For developers and enterprise teams, that means availability is no longer only a technical question about uptime or pricing. It is also a policy variable that can change overnight. According to The Verge, the order covered foreign access broadly, which makes the practical impact much larger than a normal regional block. If your workflow depends on a frontier model, this is a sharp reminder that live does not always mean stable. The second story is about how quickly that Anthropic dispute turned into a broader White House fight. According to The Verge, Anthropic was already navigating tension with the government when the June 12th order arrived, telling it to block foreign access to Fable 5 and Mythos 5. The company had launched those models on June 9th and had described Fable 5's capabilities as exceeding earlier systems, which helps explain why the release drew so much attention so fast. What matters now is that the government response appears to have gone beyond a routine compliance check and into direct intervention over distribution. For the AI industry, that raises the stakes around launch timing, regional availability, and export control planning. It also shows that frontier model access can become a geopolitical issue almost immediately after release. According to The Verge, the order even affected Anthropic employees, which underscores how broad the restriction was. Story 3 is a very different kind of AI bet, but it speaks to the same market pressure around reliability. According to TechCrunch, Pramana Labs raised a $27 million seed round led by Khosla Ventures to build formal verification tools for AI systems. The company is aiming at high-stakes areas like law, drug discovery, and tax preparation, where a wrong answer can carry real cost. Formal verification is basically about proving properties of a system before it ships, which is a much stricter standard than just testing outputs after the fact. That matters because as AI gets used in more sensitive workflows, buyers are asking not just whether a model is powerful, but whether it can be trusted in narrow, regulated settings. According to TechCrunch, Pramana wants to make that trust more measurable. The funding round suggests investors still see room for infrastructure that makes AI safer and more predictable, especially where errors are expensive. Story 4 is on the consumer side, where Pinterest is trying a new way to blend search, shopping, and AI. According to TechCrunch, the company launched an experimental app called Ask Pinterest that lets users get recommendations through a conversational interface. Instead of just typing a keyword and scrolling results, users can ask for inspiration and get AI-shaped suggestions back. TechCrunch says the app is meant to help with shopping discovery, which fits Pinterest's long-running role as a place people go when they know the vibe they want, but not the exact product. The company is also rolling out other AI features, including search modes that can surface results from public posts. What makes this worth watching is that it shows how social and commerce platforms are trying to make AI feel native to browsing, not bolted on. According to TechCrunch, this is still experimental, but it points to where product discovery is headed. Quick hit, ChatGPT's market share slipped below 50% for the first time, according to TechCrunch, even though it still has more than 1.1 billion monthly users. Gemini and Claude are both gaining ground, which means the assistant market is getting more crowded at the top. That does not change who leads, but it does show the field is no longer one-way traffic. Before I let you go, keep an eye on whether the Anthropic access fight triggers any broader guidance from the White House or the Commerce Department, because that could shape how other frontier labs handle launches. Also watch whether Pramana's formal verification pitch gets traction with regulated customers, since that would be a sign the market is rewarding provable reliability, not just bigger models. That is TSL, bite-sized for Wednesday, June 17th, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.